Welcome to the Agape Podcast, the podcast about Christ's unconditional love, otherwise known as Agape. I'm your host, Liv, and let's get started into today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Agape Podcast. It's Liv. We are now on our season 3 finale, and I cannot believe it. But for our season 3 finale, we're just going to a throwback of an episode all the way from January of last year called Don't Be Ashamed. I hope this episode is encouraging to y'all. For a real quick news thing, we will return with season 4 either sometime between August or September of 2023. So, with that being said, I hope y'all guys enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Agape Podcast. It's Liv. And also, welcome back for your first episode of the second season. Yay! Fireworks. Okay. So for our first episode of the new season, we're going to be talking about not being ashamed. So today, if you want to grab your Bible and follow along with me, you gladly can. So I'll be reading out of Acts chapter 2, verses 41, 1 through 41. So let's get into it. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring mighty windstorm and filled the house where they were sitting. Then they looked like flames. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and as everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit, began speaking in other languages. As the Holy Spirit gave them this ability, they heard the loud noise, and everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own language being spoken by the believers. And they were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "All these people are from Galilee, yet we hear them speaking our own native language. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Ethiopia, Judah, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia." Don't know how you pronounce that. Egypt, Libya, around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews converted to Judaism, Cretans, and Arabs. All we hear is these people speaking our own languages about the wonderful things God has done. And they stood amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They're drunk, that's all." I'm reading from chapter 13. I'll go back here. Verse 13 is where we're going to stop for now. Okay. So basically, So after Jesus rose up from the grave, he stayed on the earth for 40 more days, and then he ascended to heaven. And there's this festival that took place called Pentecost at the time, and it took place during the summer. Well, during that time, the disciples and some other and some other believers, they're all in this one place, and then suddenly these fire thingies come up on them, mostly depicted on their heads, and through the Holy Spirit, they were speaking in tongues, otherwise known as other languages. They were speaking, people could hear their language spoken, but they were still speaking English. And the amazing thing is through the Holy Spirit and God. Now, you may be asking, how does this, like, also come with the fact that we should not be ashamed? See, at the time, after Jesus rose from the grave, many people believed and many people did not believe that he rose from the grave. And so, if you were one of those people who believed he rose from the grave, you would probably be considered crazy. In nicer words. But also, besides the fact that he rose from the grave, before he even died, many people would talk about them. And at that time, many people thought you were crazy, especially the Pharisees. And you would... But the reason why they talked about him is because he changed their life. And the thing now is that why we talk about him is because he changed our lives, because he died a death we deserve to die on a cross, a very brutal death, was beaten, and then he fought it out with the devil for 3 days, and he rose on the third. That is why we talk about Jesus, and we shouldn't be afraid to talk about Jesus, because if he died for you in public, why would you live for him in private? Now, to be honest, I can get really nervous when it comes to public speaking with certain people in certain groups. That is part of the reason why when I have the podcast, I'm just talking into a phone. It's not really nerve-breaking for me. But I will say this. If God has laid on your heart to share the gospel with someone and you are like, I can't do it. Just, all I have to say to you is just pray. Pray about it. And that's all you have to do. I hope that if God has told you to do that, and you do that, that you might plant a seed, or maybe it's someone you love that finally gets to come to know Christ. So real quick, I'm going to read over 12 through 13. They stood amazed and perplexed. What can this mean? They asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, they're just drunk, that's all. You see, I think sometimes we can be afraid of what people think about us. Also, and I can even say that for myself, okay? Here. But there's a verse that correlates, because we shouldn't be afraid of what people think about us, right? If we're living for God, only God's opinion matters of us. For example, Psalm 139, 13 through 14. You made all the inward parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Also, in Psalm 139, I can't tell you this exact verse, but it says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, if God's opinion of us matters, if it is only his opinion that matters, why do other people's opinions matter? And even more so, why is it that when we go to do his will, we get scared and nervous and wonder what people are going to think about us? That is the devil trying to knock us off and tell us lies. And hey, you remember that gospel I was talking about earlier? The good news? If you want to believe it, you can. And the amazing part about it is that we get to be in relationship with God. You see, Jesus died for us. More than that, let me go into detail. You see, we're sinners. We've done everything and anything that can separate us from God. But God decided to send down Jesus to be the Savior of the world. And he died a death on the cross that we deserve to die. And that he was buried. And he rose again from the grave on the third day. And now he lives in heaven forevermore. But most of all yet, if we believe on him and trust him, we can be in relationship with the Father and get to experience that agape kind of love. And it's beautiful. So if you'd like to experience that agape kind of love, unconditional love, just say a simple prayer like this. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, and also repeat after me, okay? Dear God, I know that I am a sinner. And I'm falling short of your ways. But I believe that Jesus came and he died on the cross and he was buried for 3 days. But he didn't stay dead. He rose from the grave. I pray that I will commit my life to you. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so happy for you if you said that prayer. Please tell somebody that you said that prayer. Somebody that you know and trust. And that's a Christian themselves. I hope, I hope y'all keep listening today to the podcast episodes. Reminder, our social media will be at the end, and I hope y'all all have a great, blessed, wonderful day or night, wherever y'all are in the world. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Agape Podcast. But before you go, I'd like to tell you about our social media. You can find us at Facebook at Agape, and you can find us on Pinterest at Agape Podcast. Our handle on Pinterest is at Agape22310. I hope y'all guys have an awesome day or night wherever y'all are in the world. Bye!